Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Alexandra, Adriana, and Andrew are having dinner.
Why are we meeting at a diner of all places?
Hey, I happen to like this place. I worked there once, remember?
You should be treating us to a fancy dinner, Andrew, with some of the cash you sold Addison for.
Can we not get into that tonight?
Andrew's right, for once.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
We came here to talk about Zoe. I told her about Stacy being adopted, and I haven't heard a thing from her since. So, how did that help me?
Andy, you said that this was the number one thing in Zoe's life, and helping her out with it was the way to her heart. What happened?
Now look here. That girl is already a Jones. She's one tough cookie. She ain't gonna just accept you overnight, Adriana. Gonna have to take some time.
So what do I do next?
Well, I was going to stay a ball game tonight, but the Yanks and the Mets are both out of town. So, maybe you should just try to form a relationship with her father. That may be the best way to become part of her life.
Oh, I don't want anything to do with that man, so give me some other ideas.
He does have a point, Adriana. Having a contentious relationship with Zach Jessup is not going to score you any points with Zoe.
Well, Zoe can't be too thrilled with him right now either for lying to her.
But he is her father.
Hey, I know that kid.
What kid?
Over there in the corner. He was at Lucas's funeral. They went to school together.
You know, he looks like his dog just died.
I'm going to go see if he's all right. I'll be right back. Hey there.
Hi.
You went to school with Lucas Jameson, right? We met at his service. I'm Alexandra Jones.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Is everything all right over here? You don't look too good, kid.
I'll be fine. Really.
Well, I don't know about that. Tell me, what's on your mind?
At the Westside Hospital ER waiting room, Matt is talking with Hannah and Todd.
He just grabbed his heart and collapsed.
Oh my God!
I'm sure he's going to be fine, Matt.
He has to be okay.
Maddie, how's Blink?
I don't know, the doctor hasn't told me anything yet.
Well, what happened? How did he have a heart attack?
We were just talking in my room.
Were you fighting or something?
Charlie, is there any news?
Not yet. Marilyn, I didn't expect to see you here. Hi.
I was with Gretchen when she got the call. I had to come.
Well, you're a good woman.
Why isn't the doctor telling us anything?
Yeah, I need to know what's going on. This is bullshit. Maybe I need to put a little pressure on them to give us some answers. I'll be back.
I better go with him. Marilyn, I'll be right back.
Hello, Matt.
Marilyn, hi. How are you feeling?
I'm actually doing very well. And how are you?
I'm a mess.
Hey, is that the doctor?
Yes, doctor! Doctor, how's Blake Whitney?
Down in the cafeteria, Zoe and Kyle are having coffee.
So your mother is really this nut job psych ward patient?
I can't believe I just told you all that. Don't worry. You were going a mile a minute, and I could barely keep up with you anyway.
I lost my mother and found out I had a different mother all in the same month.
I guess sometimes the truth can be stranger than fiction.
My life is very strange, and I feel like I have a whole new family out there that wants to get to know me. And I don't think I'm ready for that.
Then don't let them pressure you. You've been through a lot, so don't take on too much.
Tell me something weird about your family so I don't feel like such a freak.
My family? Well, my parents live in a retirement village in Florida. My sister Andrea is a housewife. She's married to a big-shot lawyer, Marshall Wells. They have a 16-year-old son, my bratty nephew. It's all pretty normal, come to think of it. Oh, except for my aunt. She's a Scientologist, but we don't talk to her.
Remind me not to get in the story of my sister Zelda with you then.
You have a sister?
I did. She died last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We were estranged for a long time. Look, I'm way past my 15 minutes here. I have to get back or Nurse Grimm is going to have my head.
I've met her. You wouldn't want that.
Thanks for stopping by, Kyle. This was a nice distraction.
There you go with that nice word again. Don't worry about it.
Well, I guess I'll see you around sometime.
Yeah, see you around.
In emergency room 1, Matt is standing by Blake's bed.
Hey, you.
Matt, what happened?
You had an unstable angina, according to the doctor. I thought it was a heart attack.
What's that?
A narrowing of your coronary arteries. The doctor will be in soon and can explain it all to you. So how do you feel?
Like a train wreck.
Well, you're going to be fine. They've given you some medication that should help.
Well, at least I get to see you. Do you know how much I've missed you?
Blake, I've just been going through so much stuff in the past few months. I'm sorry I shut you out.
We were talking when this happened.
Yes, you stopped by my apartment. But try and rest now, okay? Save your strength.
And someone was there. Who was it?
No one, Blake. It was just you and me.
No, it wasn't. It was Mandy. Mandy Selleck was in your apartment.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.